Hi and welcome to Conversations Kill Podcast. My name is Kanoda Gatwa and I'm super excited to welcome you for this episode. Today we're going to talk about fear and I'm super excited that you have joined us again. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you so much for always committing yourself to be our follower number one. We really appreciate and we do not take you for granted. In this particular episode, we are going to talk about fear. What it is, why it happens, and how to work through our fears in order to improve our mental health. Listen now in the Spotify player all this episode and the other episodes that we have done, that is stress, baggage, self-control, self-care, taking chances, overthinking, self-talk, and many more. Let's begin by talking or just an introduction on this particular episode. And as I've said, we are going to talk about fear. And we need to know that it's one of the most basic survival instincts we have. It's what helped our ancestors to know when it was time to run so they couldn't be eaten by tigers or one of the other thousands of giant things that we are trying to have them for dinner. As our lifestyle have evolved over the centuries and millennia, we've moved beyond the need to be constantly on alert in order to survive. However, for a lot of us, that instinct, that fight, flight, or freeze response can be overactive, or it can be hard to push through so that we can do things that challenge us. Today, we're going to discuss how to get past fear so we can live our lives to the fullest. And we begin by defining fear. What is fear? Broadly speaking, fear is an emotion that serves to protect us. However, it can also stand in our way because we might be too afraid of taking a risk for fear of failure or other consequences. And when that happens, it can hold us back from trying new things, which in turn means it can hold us back from growing. The scientist Marie Curie once said that nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. With that in mind, let's take a few moments to understand what's going on in our bodies when fear takes over and how it links to mental health. We want to talk about the biological process of fear because it's a reaction to a threat, whether real or perceived, and it sets over a whole bunch of processes in our bodies to prepare us in case we need to react to that threat. I mentioned the fight, flight, or freeze response because fairly self-explanatory, but basically it's the instinctive response that takes over when we are actually in danger, that causes us to either fight, run away, or freeze on the spot. And it's driven by biological responses like our system being flooded with adrenaline. This process enhances functions that can help us survive, like sharpening our eyesight and increasing blood flow to our muscles. And they also slow down bodily functions that aren't critical in the moment, such as our digestive system. If experiencing fear for a prolonged period of time, it actually means your body is staying on high alert, and that can have a whole range of negative consequences for your physical and mental health, which I'll cover in a minute. But before we go any further, let's talk about what we are not talking about in this particular episode. When we talk about fear, I'm not talking about specific fears or phobias like claustrophobia, which is a fear of confined spaces, or this word actually really doesn't come out well, so I won't mention it. So we're not talking about that, because phobias are a much more complex topic that requires deeper conversation. I'm talking about the fear as an emotion that links closely to anxiety. In other words, the kind of fear that keeps you feeling anxious and afraid of stepping out of your safety zone. It can happen in various degrees to many of us, and for people with anxiety disorder, fear can get out of control if we let it, which can result to downward spiral of fear holding us from doing things that would potentially get us out of a spiral where we are in, because it's exhausting, but it can be dealt with over time. Some examples of fear might be stopping yourself from pursuing a goal or dream for fear of failure or what other people might think of you. It might be stopping yourself from having honest conversations with people in your life for fear of confrontation. It might also be overthinking and worrying about the worst possible things that might happen. It might be being scared of something happening that is out of your control. There are lots of different ways that fear can manifest, but what they all have in common is that fear will keep you small if you let it, because fear wants to keep you safe from harm, which is a great thing when you're being chased by a wild animal, but not so great in the 21st century when you are trying to pursue a dream or get on with living. And where or how does fear affect our mental health? One is that fear is directly related to mental health and well-being, because often our fears and insecurities can make us feel anxious or depressed. And when we give in to our fears, it can create a downward spiral of our overall health. If you're experiencing the physical effects of fear, being constantly on edge and ready to fight, take flight or freeze, then over time, that can have a negative effect on both your physical and your mental health. Aside from the obvious, like anxiety and depression, prolonged fear weakens your immune system, causing gastrointestinal issues like irritable bowel syndrome, which is known as IBS, and can cause damage to your heart and cardiovascular system. It can cause fatigue, memory issues, impulsive and self-destructive behavior, you know, all the fun stuff. It happens if your fear is prolonged, you need to go and see your doctor, because I'm going to spend the rest of the episode focused on fear of taking risk. But bear in mind that thought, all right? Let's talk about fear as a good protection mechanism. It's what tells us to get out of the way when a car is coming straight to us, okay? Even if you're not dealing with the most severe type of fear that can be associated with serious anxiety, PTSD, or other mental health issues, fear is still something that can be constantly in the back of your mind, trying to keep you from doing anything that might be of your comfort zone. And if you let a type of fear win, then over time you do yourself a lot of damage, because it can if you don't take risk in your life, then you do not grow. There is a healthy and constructive fear, and there is unhealthy and destructive fear. And the challenge is to know the difference and to be able to identify which is which, so you can challenge unhealthy fears in order to grow. Why should you work through your fears? That's a really interesting and a very great question. And the answer is probably going to be unique to each of us, because we have our own reasons of wanting to do things that might stretch us or challenge us. But the thing about working through your fears and taking risks is that by doing so, you get to achieve something that you want to achieve, and you get to shape your life to be the way that you want it to be, regardless of whether it's in some small way or some major way. It is all in that. I'm actually using a quote, a few quotes throughout these. Something is distracting me. I'm actually using some few quotes throughout this episode, because when I was researching it, it was quite struck with just how many of history's greatest figures have had to challenge and overcome their fears in order to create the legacy that they have left behind. And I found picking just one or two of those quotes to be difficult, because the thing about fear is that everyone experiences, everyone, to some degree or another. The only difference between those who succeed and those who never try is whether or not you can get past your fear for long enough to see that the potential reward far outweighs the risk. And that even if it all goes to nothing, then that's okay, as long as you have learned from your mistakes. Getting over a fear or failure doesn't mean that you won't fail, but it does mean that you're going to give it a go anyway. Someone called Norman Vincent Peale said that fear is never a reason for quitting. It is only an excuse. And there is one more quote about fear, and it's another one from Helen Keller. Helen says that fear, the best way out is through. Right? Fear, the best way out is through. And on that note, let's talk about how to tackle your fears. These are the practical steps of dealing with fear. So how do you go through, work through your fear so that you can get past them? And there are just five simple keys, and they are steps. There are five key steps that I want to go through, and they are going to be of great help to us. One of them is recognition. You need to recognize the fear. You know, sometimes we hold ourselves back from doing things without realizing that it's our fear that is responsible for our hesitation. Well, at other times, we might be well aware that fear is in control, but we have we are just not sure why it's happening. We'll talk about the why in a bit, but the first step is to recognize that fear is happening and consider what impact it's having on you. Self-awareness is half the battle, because often we try to convince ourselves that everything is fine when in fact it's not. So spend time observing what is going on and what impact it's having. Step number two is to identify why. Once you start to see that fear is happening and the impact it is having on you, it's time to dig deep to identify why it's happening. At this point, regular listeners probably know that I'm going to talk about taking the time to really understand what's going on under the surface, what's really driving your fears. And you would be right, because as I always say, when we talk about improving our mental health and well-being, our focus needs to be on identifying the root cause of our issues so that we can then confront them. And fear is an emotion, and emotions are symptoms of stuff that are going on deep down inside. It is a symbol of needs being unfulfilled or emotion baggages from the past that still outweigh or that are still weighing us down because you haven't confronted them and dealt with them. Identifying why could be as simple as asking yourself why, and if you are in tune with your baggage, then you'll probably be self-aware enough to know what's happening. But if you're not, then that's completely okay. Our minds have a cheeky habit of hiding traumatic and confronting stuff from us to protect us. So we might have to dig a little deeper to understand what's going on. Number three is confrontation. You need to confront it. All right. After you have recognized your fear, you have identified it, it's time to confront it. Before you take action to overcome your fears by addressing them head on, which we'll cover in the next step, I want you to spend a bit of time confronting your fears. For example, confronting what they are and why they exist. This is uncomfortable stuff for a lot of people, and you might want to get some professional support while you do it. But in order to change things, you first need to be clear about what needs to change and why. Is your fear or failure responsible for you avoiding living your life? Do you walk away from relationship when things get too deep and meaningful because you have a fear of intimacy? Are you self-destructive or are your self-destructive patterns emerging in your life time and time again because you have not addressed certain fears? Confront the truth. Sit with it. Really feel it. Acknowledge it and own it. I need you to just take time and just confront and identify your fears and confront them so that you will be able to deal with them appropriately, which takes us to our step number four, which is addressing the fear. Once you've confronted it and you have a clear understanding of what the fear is all about and what impact it's having on you, it's time to do something about it, which is to address your fear or fears, either solo or with help, because you don't have to do things alone, but you do have to push yourself. It's up to you whether or not you're going to let your fears hold you back. If you need to change the way things are, then change the way things are. If you need more skills, get more skills. If you need more support, you need to get more support. But the only thing holding you back is you. So, if you want to continue pursuing or if you want to continue living on your life, you might as well address the fear that you're going through. There might be other obstacles that are beyond your control, but there is always a way around everything. Even if it involves going sideways or backwards for a bit, then it comes to a point where you have to really address it. But again, when it comes to fear, the choice is yours. You can confront it and overcome it, or you can let it overcome you. Our step number five is daily action. From there, I see the fifth and final step, although it's never really final, as being daily action. Taking action every single day, because you don't just decide that you are done with fear and be done with it. It takes constant work and constant effort. Take your exam. Take time and also see through stuff. All right, just take a step at a time, a day at a time. If there are things probably in your future that are affecting you, I mean in your past that are affecting you, then you need to recognize, to be able to be self-aware that there are things that are troubling you. Someone a while ago asked me, when I was talking to him about fear and everything, they asked me, what if you're having trouble pushing yourself past your fear? And the answer that I gave, it was a very fair answer. And, you know, it might not necessarily be the answer that many of us want. But, you know, get help. I think it's always best to try to be the one who drives your own change. After all, it's your life and your well-being. So you have the most to gain and therefore the greatest incentive. But there are some things that are bigger than us. If you're dealing with a deep-seated trauma from your past that's driving your fears, you cannot and you should not try to deal with it on your own. Go see a professional, and as sooner as you do that, the sooner the better. All right, because you can probably deal with that stuff on your own, but it takes a lot of time and hard work, and it really needs professional support because you don't want to accidentally break yourself. Summary and just the three quick steps for dealing with fear. And to summarize, fear is there to protect us. But if we let our fear control us, then we are actually doing ourselves damage in the long run. Roosevelt said it best when he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And it's up to you to make the choice to challenge and overcome your fears. And you can do it if it's important to you, but you don't have to do it if it's not something that is important to you. So let us wrap it up with these just three main tips on dealing with fear. Number one is that fear is an emotional reaction that's there to protect us, but sometimes it can be more harm than good. Point number two is that fear does not cure itself, or fears do not cure themselves. They require work to process through them and confront them so you can address them. And number three, working through your fears will set you free of them, because it will allow you to get past those things that have been holding you back. This is what we are reflecting on in this particular episode. We are finishing up with a reflecting quote on this episode. And this quote is from Marilyn French. And I want you to take a moment to reflect on this quote in relation to the episode on dealing with fear, and consider what it means to you. Marilyn French said, "Fear is a question. What are you afraid of and why? Our fears are a treasure house of self-knowledge if we explore them." Fear is a question. What are you afraid of and why? Our fears are a treasure house of self-knowledge if we explore them. So that's it for today. Thanks again for joining me. New episode every single day, especially in this month of May, as we create awareness on mental health. In case you are new here, you can subscribe to our podcast, that is Conversations Cave Podcast. And also, you can subscribe to any podcast, your preferred podcast platform. And you'll just have to type Conversations Cave and you will be able to subscribe. Follow us on our social media platform so that we can connect. Let's talk about mental health. And on our social media platforms, all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, it's Conversations Cave. Next week we talk about regrets, right? And I am sure we're going to unravel a lot of things while we talk about regrets. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. This is the Conversations Cave with me, the Cape Man, Nauragatua.